for May 24th. I'm your host, Neil Ronahan, and with me this time is James Dawson.
Hey.
And it's actually slow for the first time in a while as we get ready, both of us, to go to E3 along with the rest of the NWR away team. And it's getting to be a pretty exciting time. And to start that off, we have more E3 news. And that's that Ubisoft will have the Wii U at their press conference in some way, shape, or form. It's not really known exactly how the system will come into play, but we do have confirmation that Assassin's Creed 3 and Rayman Legends will be at their press conference and most likely playable on the show floor. How excited are you for Assassin's Creed 3 and Rayman Legends?
To be honest, I'm not a big fan of Ubisoft, to be honest. I'm probably one of the few people on the staff that does not like the Rayman, the new Rayman game.
I'm actually, one of those, I wouldn't say I'm a hater, just don't think it's as good as everyone else says it is.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel right to me when I play it. But I've only played the demo a few times, so.
Yeah, I mean, I do not really like the 3DS demo at all, but I played the Wii version, and my thing to it is that it's a game that has this really nice rhythm, but if you get off of that rhythm, it really just kind of breaks down for me.
Yeah.
And it's like, it is that kind of thing, I guess it's almost like a time trial game in that regard, but it really falls apart for me when it starts to slow down, because then it's frustrating and not really entertaining.
I will admit, though, on the Vita's screen, it looks really good.
But yeah, that is the thing, is the game does look beautiful. There's no way around that. I'm excited to see it on HD on a Nintendo console. And a lot of the near-field communication stuff that they're, you know, teasing that they're adding for the Wii U version, that is interesting to me.
Yeah.
So I hope that the game impresses me, and I hope that I want to get it. It's just right now, it's kind of, I'm excited more so because it's a new thing on the new system that I want to see more of, as opposed to I'm really excited to play the game.
Yeah. I think with Assassin's Creed, one of the problems with it for me is that since it's a trilogy and I've never played the other games, I don't really feel like getting into the entire game. Seriously.
Yeah. No, I definitely get what you mean. I know the way those games kind of work is that there's an overarching story that goes through, I guess, it's been four games, I think?
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed 1, 2, and then 2 kind of sequels to 2, or spinoffs, if you will. And I mean, just, I guess, for other people, as there are most likely other people listening to this that aren't familiar with the games, it's basically like they have these different characters in these different time periods, and primarily you play as them, but there's also this character Desmond that's in, I don't know if it's modern day or the near future, that's kind of the connective tissue between the games. And that's largely in the background. Like, it's a pretty ridiculous tangled web. And I know it seems like it's almost Kingdom Hearts and like how much penetration you need to get into it to actually understand what the hell is happening.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Because, I mean, Kingdom Hearts 1, really easy to follow. The second one, I just remember getting to it and being like, huh?
Yeah, I'm playing that series right now.
Yeah, I mean, I love the Kingdom Hearts games. I think they're all pretty good. I mean, I think the two mainline ones are way better.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, does that story get bonkers. Have you gotten to 2 or anything after 1 yet?
Right now I'm on 1 because Diablo 3 came out, so I've kind of stopped playing it a bit. But I just finished, what world was it? I think Agrabah. So I'm not too far in 1 yet.
Yeah, you have not even begun to see the crazy story.
Yeah.
It's really the second one. They just introduced like characters that you're like, where did this even come from? And they open up the universe a lot to the point that it's almost nonsensical.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to finish it off this summer if at all possible, because I kind of went overboard and bought the entire series.
Yes, I did see that on Twitter.
Yeah, so I have all the games.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could totally get away with just playing 1 and 2at a minimum.
Yeah, that might have to happen.
Like, the other ones, they just kind of give more background, but at least for the one on 3DS, as long as you've played 1 and 2, if you're interested in the story, then you'll be fine. But yeah, that is Ubisoft at Wii U, with a little distraction with Kingdom Hearts. I'm really excited for that Assassin's Creed game. I've played a little bit of the first and second one, but they just never really grabbed me that much.
Yeah.
And I think a little bit had to do with the setting, and the Revolutionary War setting really... That is something I am interested in.
Yeah, I really like that setting, but I wish it was in a game that just started out. Like, it was his own franchise instead of the Assassin's Creed series.
Yeah. I mean, we'll have to see what they do. I mean, you gotta hope if they are going to Wii U, you know, you can't just expect people that are gonna get it on Wii U to just instantly know what the series is all about.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they'll do something like EA did with Mass Effect 2, or I guess maybe BioWare, technically, on PS3, where they kind of had, like, that comic book that you went through to kind of catch you up on the what happened in the first game. The other interesting tidbit of news that we learned about Ubisoft is that, according to a LinkedIn profile, Killer Freaks from Outer Space, the Wii U-exclusive first-person shooter made by the Rabbids team that was revealed last year at E3, has apparently been in development since fall 2009, at least in early pre-production, which seems kind of ridiculous in that this game, by this fall, will have been in development for 3 years, and it feels like it's almost before Nintendo even settled on the Wii U.
Now, I wonder, will that mean it's going to be a launch title?
I don't know. I think we'll definitely be seeing it in those first couple months.
Yeah.
It seems like, I mean, there's a whole variety of rumors out there, some that seem to insinuate that it's totally going to be a launch title, and others that say that it'll miss launch by a month or two. But I think the pretty solid bet is that it will be out between, you know, October or November, whenever the hell the Wii U comes out, and probably before the end of the fiscal year in March.
Yeah, no, that's probably the only game Ubisoft has that I'm interested in.
It's probably the one I'm most interested in, mainly because of the kind of cool multiplayer ideas they have in there, where, I mean, it seems to be taking a lot of inspiration from stuff like Left 4 Dead, except for the player actually takes that role of the AI director, which that just seems really cool, and that's it. I can tell why Nintendo worked with Ubisoft on this idea, because the way they're doing the multiplayer in that, where you have one person using the Wii U tablet to kind of like direct like where different enemies are going and the other people are playing against them, that's Pac-Man versus.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think that could be really, really cool, and that's probably one of the connectivity things that I'm most excited for, because I think Pac-Man versus is incredible.
Yeah, I've actually never played that game before, but I've heard you talk about it.
Yeah, it is very cool. I don't know what we're going to do for E3 as far as like what systems will be brought, but maybe we'll have to try to make a Pac-Man versus thing work so that we can get all hyped up for Wii U.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I think the whole fall 2009 thing is a little out there, but because the guy who was there, he was an audio engineer.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I see it is that basically Nintendo probably worked with Ubisoft, because we know that they're pretty close when it comes to the Wii U, and was like, hey, we got this idea for a new game system. It's probably going to have like a second screen, like a tablet, and have a normal controller. You guys want to start kind of working on a game? So they probably worked on like ideas for a game, probably came up with that graphic style, that universe, and the sound. And then they probably didn't really work on, you know, actually developing it for the literal Wii U until, I would assume, late 2010, 2011 at the earliest. Because this audio engineer did leave by the end of 2010 to actually go leave the Rabbids studio in France to go to Singapore. Mm-hmm. And I think he's working on the Assassin's Creed series now. But yeah, that is Ubisoft. And now let's go to Nintendo. We got a trademark recently for Professor Layton and the Miracle Mask, which basically confirms that, yes, Layton 5 is coming out in North America by the end of the year. Just like the past 3 years, where we've gotten a new Layton game every fall, and it's always kind of been leaked by a trademark about 2 weeks before E3. So, yeah, this is all according to plan.
Yeah, so not very much of a surprise.
Yeah. I have no problem with this. I really want to play this game. Although it is weird, because this will be, you know, kind of the last Layton game.
Hmm.
It's not like we're behind Japan anymore. This is the last game that has actually come out in Japan.
Yeah.
I mean, we got Layton versus Ace Attorney, which I don't know when that's even scheduled for Japan. I think it's by the end of the year this year. So maybe we'll be getting our Layton fix next year with that. But then after that, the future's kind of cloudy for the series.
See, this is another series that I have all the games but haven't played. So I'll have to play this before the Miracle Mask comes out.
Yeah, I mean, I love every one of those games. I think they're all wonderful, and I can't wait to check out that 3DS game.
See, I did play about 20 hours of London Life, though.
See, that's the one thing I want to play more of, is that I played the main game, but I haven't played a lot of London Life. I've been wanting to go back to it.
I needed my Animal Crossing fix. So.
Yeah, that's really what it is. It's just Animal Crossing, but with Layton characters, which is kind of more interesting to me. But the last kind of stuff we got this week, or for this episode, is the Nintendo downloads, which came out today. And it's a pretty good day, actually. There's Game & Watch Gallery 2, which is for the Game Boy Color, and that's $4 on the eShop, which is cheap for a Game Boy Color game. I think that might be the cheapest Game Boy Color game. Well, trying to think. Yeah, because I think like Link's Awakening is $6, and the other ones that might have been $5.
Yeah.
And that makes sense, because this game was a Game Boy release in Japan, and I think it just came out a little later in North America and Europe and was a Game Boy Color game.
This is just the third Game Boy Color game we have, right?
Yes, we have Blaster Master, and we have Link's Awakening. I think Europe also has Prince of Persia. And then Japan has, like, five more. But yeah, I mean, I picked this up, and I mean, it's a Game & Watch Gallery. Like, I don't have too much to say about it, other than, like, I'll probably have some fun getting some high scores in it.
Yeah, I actually have a lot of experience with this game from when I was a kid, because it was one of my few Game Boy games.
Yeah, I've never played a Game & Watch Gallery game before the first one came out on Virtual Console last year.
Yeah, this one's actually pretty good, because it has a kind of crappy version of Donkey Kong, but all of the rest of the games, like, I think it's Chef and Parachute and Vermin are all pretty good.
Chef is really cool. I like Helmet is the one that I've been playing a lot so far. Does this one have an unlockable game at all, or is it just the five that are there?
I can't remember if it does or not. I think it does, but don't hold me to that.
Yeah, I haven't really dove into it too much. I know you get stars for getting 200 points, or getting 200 points in each game, and I've only gotten that in one so far, but it'll be a fun game. I'll probably, you know, that'll be the kind of game that I'll be playing on the plane, or playing when I have downtime watching TV or something.
Yeah.
Also, for the Nintendo downloads, we got Snakeoid, or Snakeoid for DSiWare. That's $5. I believe we have a review up on the site.
Yeah, Alex Kulafi did a review on it.
Do you know how he felt about it?
I think he gave it a 2 out of 10, so...
Oh, wow. Okay, so I guess this is one to avoid, everybody.
Yeah.
And the last thing we got is the Mighty Switch Force update, which Mighty Switch Force is a 3DS eShop title that is available for... Oh, crap. $5 or $6. And it came out last December. It made our top 10 games of the year. And what WayForward is doing is releasing a free update that is included with it. You know, you can get the update if you already bought the game. And if you buy the game new, it'll just be included with this, where you get 5 new levels, added 3D effects, and a quick retry button, which is something as someone who has been playing the game, or play the game when it came out, that's very welcome.
Yeah, I really need that, because I was trying to get all the par times when it first came out, and I just kind of got tired of it.
It got frustrating after a while, because you would have to wait for that kind of, like, that retry sequence to play out, whereas if I have that quick retry, I'll probably go back and try to get all the par times, and, you know, check out the new levels.
Yeah, I'll probably do that, too. I think I got to level 10, and then stopped.
Yeah, I think I'm at 13, but I don't think I got the par times on everything. Yeah. I played that game probably oddly, because I was pretty stringent with trying to get the par times before I go forward.
Isn't there like an upgrade to your weapon?
Yeah, that's what someone told me, and that was already after I put like 3 hours into it. Yeah. I was just like, oh, maybe I should have just powered through.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking after I heard that as well.
Yep. But yeah, I'm pretty excited to dive into that, and I know some people that I've talked to, like such as Don and Zach, that have already kind of played a little bit of it, they really are enjoying it, so that's great. I can't wait to see what WayForward is doing next, and I believe we will be seeing that at E3.
Yeah.
So, awesome. And to close out the week, we have a kind of fun piece of news. Well, it's not that fun, but it could be fun. Speculative fun. Order Up, which we reported a couple weeks ago as having a demo coming out this week. Obviously, no demo for that game came out. For people who aren't aware, Order Up is a 3DS retail game that already came out in Europe back in December, but was continually delayed in North America until we got confirmation that Ignition, the publisher, and the developer, Supervillain Studios, were going to bring the full retail game to eShop. This was before Nintendo, you know, revealed their intentions to bring full games to the eShop. But we knew they had a demo. We had an interview up with them. We've talked to them about it. And it seems like the demo is getting backed up. because Nintendo is going to give it something of a push.
Yeah.
Now, the kind of interesting thing about that is you think this demo's coming out the Thursday before E3, and what other game do we know that's coming out on the Tuesday that Nintendo's press conference is taking place is Rayman Origins on 3DS. And I actually recall about a week ago making a comment about how saying that maybe Order Up will be one of the games that's announced by Nintendo to be available for full download on the eShop the day of their press conference. Which is something that I kind of mentioned offhand, not being serious, and as time is passing more and more, I think that we're going to be seeing Rayman Origins and Order Up and probably another game or two being available for download on the eShop on Tuesday, June 5th, right after Nintendo's press conference.
Yeah, it seems like that might be the case. But the only thing that this kind of that bothers me about this, and I kind of understand it with Order Up and maybe in Rayman Origins, since they have a set release date and they kind of want to get the demos out. But why can't they release the demos and the game at the same time?
I don't know. That is kind of weird. I mean, because you have that on Xbox Live Arcade, and I think actually Xbox Live Arcade is one of those only ones, but you have to remember with Xbox Live Arcade, that's mandatory. Like, you cannot offer a demo. So maybe it is something that, like, that hype for the game, or I guess maybe post-release having that demo come out. And, I mean, I still remember, we were promised a Rhythm Thief demo back in April. Yeah. That never happened. I believe we never got an official word, but I heard through the grapevine that it's basically Nintendo and Sega's basically like, we're working on it. Which, that's another game that I think that could be a game that's, you know, full download on June 5th. That could be why that game was tied up in release hell.
Yeah.
Same with Order Up, and same with Rayman Origins. But it makes June 5th a very interesting date.
That to do something to top the Link's Awakening thing they did last year.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing that doesn't really make sense is that there are no Nintendo games in this discussion. Which is kind of just like, you'd think they'd want to put their best foot forward, but then again, they're outside of Nintendogs, which came out a year after the game came out, there haven't really been any Nintendo demos in the eShop.
Yeah.
So, who knows? But June 5th is pretty close, about a week and a half away. And we'll have more news next week on the News Digest, and we'll probably have some sort of E3 predictions on connectivity as a whole, and then we will be live at E3 in Los Angeles. So, see you guys next time.
See ya.